The fountains are once again running in downtown Fresno. The city's public art collection has been restored. And for the first time in 53 years, yellow stripes on lanes of asphalt are back on a six-block stretch that was once the city's main street. This Saturday, the city and downtown property owners celebrate the reopening of Fulton Street with a party that contains the hopes and dreams of downtown boosters who for decades have been proclaiming the district's rebirth is around the corner. But will the removal of the old Fulton Mall and the introduction of vehicle traffic be enough to change the direction of a downtown that's been struggling since Richard Nixon was in office? Here to tell us more is Craig Sharton, the interim CEO of the Downtown Fresno Partnership, which represents downtown property owners. Craig, welcome.
Good to see you, Joe.
And good to see you, Craig. So for people who are listening to us right now and have not been down on the former Fulton Mall in the last few weeks since some traffic has been reopened on the north and south ends, what would we see right now? This has been a $22 million project. What's the scene right now?
Well, what they see is two very narrow lanes of traffic so that it is slow moving. One in each direction, and we have parallel parking, which is very critical to support the retailers and restaurants and such that will line the street. And then we have super wide sidewalks. So on one side, they're 14 feet wide, which is abnormally large. But on the other side, they're 28 feet wide. I would say maybe the widest sidewalks I've ever seen in California. And that artwork and the fountains and as many of the mature trees as we could save are all on that wider sidewalk so that there's enough room to accommodate the art, the fountains, and pedestrians and outdoor dining.
It's almost, I went down there a few weeks ago myself to take a stroll and see what has already been done and what still remains to be done. And if you had left Fresno a few decades ago and came back and saw it today and saw the mall and the street, you might think, well, did they take all of it out or did they save? I thought that fountain used to be over there. Was everything removed or were some things saved? How did that work? Because a lot of it looks very similar, at least into the original design that it was before.
Yeah, we heard from the community. You know, we had a lot of public hearings about this and had thousands of comments and suggestions. And, you know, the art and the fountains and the design and the respect for the Fulton Mall were very high on the list. So that was, and that would have been high on my list anyway, but we really heard from the community that that mattered. And so that was all incorporated in. So 100% of the art was removed and restored and has been replaced. And it's just gorgeous. Almost all of the fountains, there were some really big, bulky fountains that had been turned into planters that hadn't even operated in for over 20 years as fountains. Those did not get replaced, but I don't think anyone would have argued that they were special in any way. They just filled in space. But all of the really beautiful fountains were built from the original blueprints, but with much better mechanics and filters and pumps so that they can operate much better. And they just came out really, I think, spectacularly. And then, you know, the designs of Garrett Ekbo's stripes in the mall have been rebuilt into the sidewalk. The coloring of the concrete is exactly the same as the color of the Fulton Mall when it first went in. So just a great attention to detail. And I think our goal was to have a high level of respect for the mall's design. And I think most people will agree that that we reached our goal.
Now, as a business and property owners organization, your goal is to stimulate business, stimulate activity. What's going to be the draw with this new Fulton Street project? Do you see it as being the amenities? I mean, this is maybe the most lavish streetscape of that I can think of in California as far as the art and the amount of money and detail, attention to detail with the fountains and the landscape. Is that going to be the draw, or is it commerce and the things that go along with that you see will actually bring people downtown? What's going to get the people out of their cars, out of other shopping areas, whether in Fresno or even beyond, to go downtown when they haven't in years?
Yeah, so as we see downtowns revitalized all over the country, they don't come back like they were. They come back in a new form. And it really, if I ask groups all over the time, so when you go to a city with a downtown that you like, what do you do there? And they always come up with the same list. I like to eat. I like to drink. I like to shop. I like to look at art. I like to listen to music. I like to people watch. I like to enjoy the old buildings. So, you know, whether you're in downtown Visalia or you're in Manhattan, you tend to do the similar kinds of activities when you're downtown. We like to be around a lot of other people. And so really creating a dining and entertainment district with our ground floor retail is our initial plan to get this started. They tend to be the ones that bring the foot traffic back. And they also change the hours of day. So, you know, office workers create a 9-to-5 downtown. And if you're going to have a downtown that has nightlife, you have to get businesses and restaurants and bars and music clubs, music venues to populate the street so that there's something for the customers to do besides just showing up for art and then getting back in their car and leaving.
Now, I was talking to somebody the other day who said they took a trip downtown to see the construction, to see what was already done. And they said they were a little disappointed because it was, in their words, the same old stores, the same old rundown buildings that were there before. The landscape was new, but other than that, not much had changed. Now, I know you have a lot of pop-up stores and special one-time-only things happening Saturday, but how do you respond to the person who says not much changed in reality?
Well, I'll give you a preview of my talk at the celebration that we're having on Saturday. Downtown revitalization begins the day the street opens. We're not done with it. This is the new starting point for it because now customers can get to the businesses. So now we can attract those businesses that need to have access and visibility from their customers. So this is what allows commerce to flow. And now we have to build the commerce, the restaurants and shops, et cetera, that are going to bring the customers down here. It can't happen in the other order. I mean, you have to go to extraordinary lengths to get people onto the pedestrian mall, I can tell you personally. But
yes, and you as a former Fulton Mall business owner that closed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but, I mean, while we operated, we were successful only because we pounded the events and the publicity and the social media and went to extraordinary lengths to overcome the obstacle. And most businesses aren't going to do that. But we do have really fun things happening with some of our existing businesses. Are redoing their facades? And we have new restaurants that are coming in, and restaurants tend to be the first wave to get people to come out. So I think as we as a community say downtown is important, like it is everywhere else, and we go down and we shop at those stores like Root General Store or others, and you go down to Los Panchos and try a cucumber and Fresno chili margarita, that's how downtown revitalization works. It ultimately is up to the community to have the downtown that we want. But it all starts this Saturday.
So I want to talk about the special things that are coming up this Saturday, though. You mentioned the existing businesses. I want to touch on that because that's been a concern of many. Do you see the businesses that have been downtown for many years, the Botanicas, the Tres Hermanos of the world, the clothing shops there that have been operating on the mall for many years, do they have a future in a revitalized Fulton Mall? How do they coexist with the new trendy types of shops that may cater to a different clientele? Can those two coexist?
They can, but ultimately, again, it will be up to the business owners and to the community how those changes occur. And there are always changes, whether the economy goes up or down, businesses either go up or down with it. And I saw this in Pleasanton. You know, when revitalization happened, some certainly the rents went up because there was more demand in the area. And some businesses adjusted their schedule and their merchandise and took advantage of our marketing seminars and our merchandising seminars and our window display seminars and changed the way they operate to capture those new customers, which is their job. And some of them just said, no, I like closing at 6 o'clock. I don't care if there are a ton of people out here from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm not interested in doing that. And then they would close their doors. So, you know, it's incumbent on the businesses to look at who's walking up and down the street and find a way to sell them a meal or a product. Or, you know, I'm sure there'll be some that don't even open up for the grand opening when we have 10,000 people down there. And those are the businesses that are going to have the hard time.
Is revitalization just another word for gentrification or vice versa? And what can we learn from the other communities in California where gentrification has become a major flashpoint?
Well, it's a market economy. So what will exist is what people want. So if our community says, these are the businesses that are important to us, that is where I'm going to go put my disposable income, then those are the businesses we have. It is a direct reflection of what our community's true goals are, not just their stated goals. They can have the downtown they want by supporting the businesses that are important. And there's no other force in this. There is no government control. There's no shopping management company that decides what goes in or not. It is purely based on the community and whether the business finds a way to interact with their customers in a way that they can be successful.
Sort of the Adam Smith free hand of the market approach?
There's no other force. It is the free hand of the market. And you have property owners that would like to maximize their investment, which is their responsibility. You have business owners that want to be profitable, and you have a community that would like a vibrant downtown. And so how all those things take shape will be uniquely Fresno. And as a revitalization person myself, it will be fascinating to watch how this works. But just saying, save the stores and they don't change isn't going to work. You know, it's going to take more than just a cause. It has to be a dance, you know, that's going to come out in its own special Fresno fashion.
Not everyone is always fond of change. In fact, recently there have been some incidents of vandalism on the sections of the mall that have already of the street. I have to catch myself there that have already reopened. Someone throwing paint on several occasions on the newly installed monument signs and wayfinding signs and light posts that have been put up there. Do you believe that that is an intentional act or just a random vandalism?
Well, what I believe and what's real might be two different things, but it does seem very intentional that they have only targeted the new things, like the wayfinding signs and the new monument signs and the new light poles. So it does seem like it's a little bit of a statement to me, but that's conjecture on my part. But I am glad that they're not targeting the art or the fountains or the other pieces. And so far it's latex paint, and we have one of the best groups inside City Hall is the graffiti team. I just hate to think what our city would look like without them. I called them on Saturday night. Peeve and I were out walking around and called them in and said, you know, there's some paint on a light pole that we missed. And 5 minutes later, they had pulled up and they were cleaning it up. So, you know, I think it's a reaction, but I don't know. I have yet to find any change that doesn't cause some reaction. And I can tell you, we have a plan that has worked in 175 other cities, and we're following a well-worn path. And I think the counter argument of keeping our downtown in the condition it was is pretty bizarre. So I can't really wrap my head around why someone would want to have it the way it was, as opposed to fixing it in a way that would allow it to function.
We're talking with Craig Sharton. He's the CEO of the interim CEO of the Downtown Fresno Partnership, talking about the planned reopening, the grand reopening of Fulton Street taking place Saturday. There's all sorts of stages with live music and pop-up stores. We're going to talk about those in a minute. Craig, there's also a sentiment out there. Some people in local media have been quoted saying, you know, I have everything that I want in North Fresno. short of paying a parking ticket or going to jury duty, I have absolutely no reason or desire to go to downtown. From your perspective as someone who's a business booster, essentially, do you try to convince that person otherwise, or do you just move on to lower hanging fruit and trying to attract other customers?
Whether you're a downtown or you're developing a new product or service, you really need to have a target audience in mind.
So who is that for downtown? Is it that North Fresno person who hasn't been downtown in 30 years?
Probably not that person, but I can tell you that we do get a lot of North Fresno people downtown already, but it might not be that one. But really, downtown is the center of the Central Valley. So I am just as interested in providing a rich, urban, vital experience to people that live in Reedley or Hanford or Selma or Kerman as I am North Fresno. They're a part of our community, but they're a part of our community. The Central Valley really, to me, is, you know, focusing on Fresno, Madera, Kings, and Tulare primarily. The people within a 45-minute drive of our downtown that don't currently have a rich, you know, big city urban experience. And as we provide that, the whole Central Valley becomes a better place. So there are people that love downtowns. And there are people, if I said to a group of 100 people, you have a free trip to New York City, there'd be a bunch of them that would be ecstatic, and there would be people that say, I don't want to go. And so that's kind of how you divide up, you know, in the psychographic world. We want those people that are already there. If you go to Tioga Sequoia and
that's
look.
The beer garden. The beer garden. The south end of Fulton
yes,
Street.
Yes, yes, thank you. The beer garden at Tioga Sequoia, and just looked around, you're going to see the people that are already here and already enjoying it. So it gives you a really good look. And it's not just young hipsters. I mean, there are a lot of baby boomers moving downtown. They love that rich city experience. It's not for convenience. I mean, we have high occupancy and high rents in all the downtown lofts because there are some of us that really do enjoy that. And, you know, for me, living in a gated community somewhere around strip malls would be horrifying. And I understand that there are people that wouldn't want to live in my neighborhood and probably aren't interested in downtown. So not trying to convince anyone, but I do think after we get the initial waves in of the most enthusiastic people that other people will begin to follow as we get more business in there.
You represent property owners. What's happening with the big buildings? There's close to 1 million square feet of vacant office space in some of the most beautiful buildings in Central California, the Bank of Italy, the Helm Building, the JCPenney Building, the Guarantee Building. I can go on. The Mason Building.
The Gottschalk's Building. Yeah,
beautiful.
No, there's a good list.
You know, this is above the second floor. Are there efforts underway to restore those buildings and to get more office tenants or other uses in those upper floors? Because every time someone goes down and sees the beautiful new street, they see a beautiful building that's also really kind of decrepit in some way, and that's sad.
Yeah, so if you think about rebuilding the economy of a place, which is really how it works, Our tendency when I say San Francisco or New York is you immediately think of the big buildings. But what you actually do while you're there most often occurs in little buildings. The great pizza places in New York happen to be in small buildings between the skyscrapers, and the grills that you like in San Francisco are between the skyscrapers. So by focusing on the ground floor retail, mostly the 1 and 2 story buildings, and filling those with, we have 18 vacancies right now with restaurants or fun places to go, that generates the foot traffic. And as that foot traffic generation happens, then that can allow the people that need the investment or the loan to be able to fix up the bigger buildings will have a better time accomplishing that much larger task. Where it can cost $100,000 to renovate a little building, it can cost $20 million to do one of those big buildings. So the little buildings will generate more foot traffic. They provide that urban sidewalk feel that we like. And so it's a much straighter path to get those going. But we do have the owner of the JCPenney building, which has been working on this project for a long time, going into the city to get some of his final work done, and he has financing. And in that project, it would be 66 lofts, which would dramatically change the feeling of vitality on that corner. There are other buildings like the T.W. Patterson building that have been in regular operation and never closed, and the Pacific Southwest building, where they're now marketing for an operator for a rooftop restaurant now that they have their approvals for their second floor rooftop. So there are things that are happening. But again, the process is just starting.
And a lot of those smaller buildings are playing an integral part in this celebration you're having with all these pop-up stores. Tell us about some of the things that are happening on Saturday.
Yeah, so this is something that's been used successfully in other downtown revitalization efforts and have incorporated into our celebration. So we have the 18 vacant storefronts. So we've worked with a variety of either existing businesses or people that have an interest, everything from an artisan craft shop to a chocolate shop to a jazz bar with craft cocktails. The marketing genius Sam Hansen from the Grizzlies doing a ninja star throwing range. They're not actually metal ninja stars, but they'll actually have people showing you how to throw plastic ninja stars in one of the shops. And he's just been marketing all over the place. So when you walk downtown, I consider it like people stage a house. We're sort of staging revitalization, so that people can see the goal that we are working toward.
You also have a lot of live music and entertainment. Where's that happening? What's going on there?
We have three stages, one at Mariposa, right by the clock tower, one on Kern Street, which is right by the outfield entrance to Chuck Chansey. And then we have an Arte Americas stage at Merced Street, which is right behind CVS. And so we've got, I think, 20 local bands all playing throughout the night. We're going to have some more. We had so many bands, we're finding little pockets for them to play around, and some will be by the Warner's Theater. So the night will be filled with great local entertainment.
And you're going to have cruising on Fulton Street for the first time since 1964.
This is something I am really excited about. So we're kicking off the party after the ribbon cutting with 1964 and older cars that will be cruising. And then they'll be joined by later model cars. Fulton was the main drag. So they'd say drag in the main on Saturday night. And so we thought it'd be really fun to bring back a couple hundred of these old cars and really kind of give that American graffiti image that was downtown Fresno before the mall went in. And something that I think will appeal to a lot of ages, and should be some really great Instagramming and going on that night with some of the images of the old cars going down Fulton again. We've heard a lot of stories about people who met while they were dragging the main, or their parents met while they were dragging the main, or the one I love the most, you can't believe how many people must have turned 16 in 1965, because all I hear about is a bunch of people who said, they closed it the year before I turned 16, so I never got to drag the main, so I'm going to be there on Saturday night. And then after the cruise ends, we're pulling up the barricades, and you can come down and you can cruise Fulton on its very first night.
All right, Craig Sharton with the Downtown Fresno Partnership talking about the grand reopening of Fulton Street in downtown Fresno. We'll see what happens. A big change in store here, as for the first time in 53 years, the main street is about to reopen. Craig, what's the website if people want more info?
downtownfresno.org, and go to our events, and you can either pull down the Fulton Street Party or Drag in the Main, or you can find Downtown Fresno Partnership on Facebook.